This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
It is. Infused chocolate cones. Whoa. Okay.
We live. What's
we
the
live? Head? You really think we're live? I'm really? Live in my Fashion Nova jeans. Josh, I don't know if I believe you. It's a black screen on YouTube. Michael said we're live. If Michael said we're live, then we're live. I'm live in my Fashion Nova jeans right here, podcasting like it ain't no thing. Boom. There we go. I did it. How you guys doing?
Chilling.
me getting that out of the way to start was probably even worse.
It's good to see you guys.
It's good to see you guys, too.
I know.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks.
I missed y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't miss none of you. Except Houseful.
I seen your bitch ass.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, man.
So what's up? Why weren't we here last week? What happened?
Well, you hadn't responded to me, right? And then you were on the way here. Mm-hmm. But I had already told Lush and AD, like, well, he didn't respond, so I feel like he's not coming, so maybe we should just take the week off.
When the fuck have you ever felt like we needed to take the week off because of me?
When when have we ever had... Well, you're right.
Nigga, you didn't try to replace him like five times.
That's a valid question.
The Tuesday stays going.
All right, dude. We're not going to rewrite history and act as if I didn't have a valid reason at that time for trying to replace
him. That was a valid enough reason for you to cancel the
tardiness.
Whole show?
No, okay. If you want to know, yes, like this whole thing has been a little challenging for me as well and has really like, I've never had a time on the show where I felt like something negative happened to you in particular that made me like question the nature of our relationship and what I fucking owe to each individual host to that extent. And to be honest, I just really didn't feel like being on camera and really didn't feel like having to come on here and like string together a podcast. While I was just
but that's because
thinking
you didn't
about...
speak. That's because you didn't speak to me, though. If you would have spoke to me and I would have been like, yeah, it's all good. Like, let's fucking do the show. You would have did the show.
Yeah, but I wanted to have that conversation with you beforehand, I guess, which we
so you could
didn't
look
end
like,
up doing
So you
today.
Could look like the good guy.
No, I just wanted to have the conversation so that I could kind of know where we stand.
Well, you did this shit to me publicly, so let me address you publicly.
And I'm fine with that happening as
Bingo!
Well.
That's a fact.
Yeah. How long have we been working together, Adam, you think?
I'm going to say like 2016 to be safe. Okay. Maybe 2015.
Like my whole problem with this whole shit is that like I never asked you to take my name out of a title. I never asked you to not lay a joke on me. I never really took any of this shit serious enough to where I really called you the way that I called you. So like you hitting me with this, I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to eat. It's been bothering me. That's straight bullshit.
You
Adam.
Don't believe that it's been bothering me?
Adam,
you think I'm just lying? I'm
Adam,
that sociopathic?
Yes, I 1,000% believe that. And I believe that the only reason that you even give a fuck is because everybody else is calling you an asshole.
But why
do
you
everybody
think,
else is looking at you like a piece of shit?
But you saw the text message. You saw how strongly worded I was urging the fucking editors to make sure that it was taken out. Like you know what my intentions were,
I called
right?
you specifically and asked you, bro. Your lack of even, you didn't even sound like you was even listening to me when I called you on the phone. Your tone was just, I don't give a fuck. I knew that I was wasting my breath by even asking you to edit it or.
How are you wasting your breath when
you
saw
you
the
not,
text
I asked you not to put it out. I asked
you
not to put it out.
You asked me to edit it out.
I asked
you
not
to put
it out.
Put it out.
The first thing that I said was, can you not put it out? But I knew as soon as that came out of my mouth that I was wasting my breath because I know you and I know you're not going to. Like, you basically, the way that you view shit is like, I'm not gonna throw away this content. Oh, I filmed this thing, so I'm not gonna not put it out.
I never even considered not putting it out, to be totally honest. Like, I never even had that idea because I thought we're gonna edit it out because I thought that the most likely scenario, if we didn't put it out, would be this person being so enraged that it was worse than the situation that would have played out if they just edited it out.
But guess what? That would have been a bridge we would have crossed when we would have got there. That would have had nothing to do with you. You would have been far removed from it. It would have been something I would have had to deal with on my own.
But let's rewrite this and let's say that they had properly edited everything out and there wasn't anything in that episode that suggested anything about you.
I mean, they still
would have
put two and two together.
No, because I told them to take out everything where there was any instance of this person saying anything about anyone I knew. That was the intention. But, and if that had happened.
But the, intention doesn't matter at a certain point.
I agree. And that's like, why I felt like shit about it.
I don't give a fuck about you feeling like shit. I can't believe that you're acting like you don't believe me. You keep trying to do this victim white boy thing where you're like, you're trying to make it about you. It's not about you, Adam.
I understand that like, you have clearly suffered a lot more from this. I just also want you to understand that this is not
I don't give a fuck. It's not about you. It's not about you at all.
I'm not trying to make it about me.
You had the power in your hand for it not to happen at all.
And you saw the text messages of me trying in vain to make that happen, right? You saw the editor come on and apologize.
Honestly, Adam, you are so fucked in the head. I think that you took those you sent out those texts so it could look like you gave a fuck, so you could have proof. You have screenshots.
Do you think Michael and Boston Over are liars? Do you want to like question them because they all know that?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I think Phone just trying to get off his feelings though.
Yeah, but I'm saying the feelings I don't think are very connected to reality. When you saw how hard I went trying to get it deleted,
nigga,
right?
No, but you gotta let him get his shit off.
Let him get his shit off.
I can't like sit here and have you lie about me either.
No, nigga, but I'm not. He's not. What did I lie about?
You're saying that I doctored the text messages.
I said that you could have done that, and that's not something I would put past you.
But
it's
you think everybody in this office is in on that?
You think that's actually what happened? None of that matters, Adam, because at the end of the day, you had the power to either not release it or to make sure that you did the due diligence to edit the shit out all the way.
And that is a big part of why I feel like shit is because I wish that I rewatched it so I could have said, hey, you guys fucked
up. And guess what? You could wish, shoulda, coulda, woulda, all that, but at the end of the day, it came the fuck out, bro. And you, at the end of the day, you could put the blame on Mikey, you could put the blame on Bossa Nova, but bro, I called you, and your fucking tone from the moment that I called you, nigga, you was typing away on the computer, it sounded like you didn't give a fuck about what
true.
I was talking about.
To be honest, if I was kind of like weirdly quiet during that conversation, it was because I wasn't really sure what you were saying, because you were still like denying that anything even happened, but then really asking me to take it out. So if I was kind of quiet, it was because I was trying to wrap my head around exactly what was happening in this conversation.
At the end of the day, bro, that's not up to you to decide whether it happened, whether it didn't happen. I don't owe you an explanation about what the fuck I do outside of these office doors. I didn't have to tell you at that moment that it happened or it didn't happen or whatever the fuck.
Right, and I'm not saying that you owe me an explanation in that regard. I'm just saying I was trying to figure out because I was trying to figure out what the fuck we were going to do with the podcast that we just recorded.
And again, that's the problem that you don't see. You give a fuck more about a podcast and about you angering some random person.
That's not true because I tried to edit the whole thing. I told them to edit it. Like, I know that you're mad, and I'm mad about how it all happened, but I also just don't feel like it's fair for you to claim
sleep.
That I fucking did
eat.
This on purpose.
Oh, my
purpose.
God, I've been so hurt about this. Adam, you don't give a fuck. You thought
Do you
that
really
you had,
feel like that,
Adam,
though?
You thought that you had one up on me. You thought that you had a fucking joke.
What?
You thought it was going to be funny. Everybody was going to laugh at me. Ha, ha, ha. House phone, fuck the trans bitch. And you thought it was going to be... You thought the backlash that you're getting, you thought it was going to be back on me. That's what you thought.
I just don't understand. I can't believe that you actually think that that's actually what I wanted to happen.
Well, phone.
Bro,
phone.
Okay, well, hold on.
That's just hard for me to believe because...
It's hard for you to believe.
If you really think that after all these years, the connection between us is not a real friendship, that's good to know because I was under the impression that we did have a real friendship during all these years.
Bro.
If that doesn't mean anything to you, I'm glad that I now know.
Bro. Don't try to do some mental gymnastics.
I'm not doing
mental
gymnastics. I'm just being real. You're talking as if we have never had a real friendship. And I was under a different impression.
All right. Let's do this then. Bro, I've been working with you for almost 7 years, bro. This is not the first time where you did some fuck-ass shit and I just used to just let the shit slide. I always have had your back. I've always stood beside you. I have lost genuine friendships, genuine business connections because people didn't fuck with you back then, and you know why.
I know, and that's...
Nigga, my own mother looked at me like, I don't know about this guy. And I'm like, no, hold on, Mom. Come on, bro. Nigga, you called me when we went on tour with Smoke Purp and Lil Pump, and you said, you can't come back on this tour because they don't want you back on the tour. And you know what I did? I sat there and I was like, you know what, bro? From a business point, I understand. I had nothing to say. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, that's exactly how that happened, yeah.
Bro, Bro, niggas had all type of rape allegations against you. Niggas was trying to cancel me because I knew you. Just for knowing you, I was about to get canceled.
And when you say all that shit,
come on, bro.
That's why it was so important to me that that should be edited.
It wasn't
right.
important to you, bro. You didn't give a fuck, nigga. I heard your tone of voice.
Bro.
I knew as soon as the words started coming out of my mouth that I was wasting my fucking breath and you didn't give a fuck. I knew that right then.
I mean, then why did I text the team and help and tell them to delete it?
Bro.
Like, if you really believe that. Like,
bro.
Even if you weren't somebody that I've been close with for all these years from the beginning of the business, I still would have wanted to edit it out because I just think it's wrong for somebody who's a host on the platform to be exposed by somebody who comes
you
on the platform
that is
like
wrong.
That.
You think that is wrong, but
we
the
did
fact
the same thing for Almighty the other day on the Blueface interview.
You think that is wrong, but she commented saying some funny ass shit on your Instagram on the reel that you made with her at the AVNs. Before you did the interview, and then all of a sudden you were interviewing her the next day or
but
the next week.
I talked to you about it, and you said, "Nah, nothing like that ever happened." Which to
that
me,
was after
I,
you already
I
interviewed her.
No, that was before.
You and interviewed after. Her that Monday.
I interviewed her, yeah, probably Monday morning.
So listen, my whole thing is you knew from the beginning that she knew me in some capacity. Am I right or am I wrong?
I mean, I saw that comment that she left. That was I didn't even know that you did the song together.
So what was the whole purpose of the interview and all of that if you wasn't trying to be funny?
The whole purpose of the interview was because me and Danny had talked about her on that episode. And then she was like kind of offended, like halfway offended by something that I said in describing the conversation that we had in that TikTok. And she wanted to come on the show and we figured that it would be funny. And
but you did.
She did drop that comment, but then I asked you, like, what was that? And you said, I don't, that's absolutely not
what
true.
What was I supposed to
if,
say?
But if it, you had said
you,
that,
but
and
it's
I'm,
you, Adam. Like, what
dude,
the fuck is I supposed to
I
say?
I don't blame you for not wanting to tell me.
I'm not going to tell you anything about my personal
but that,
life.
If you had said exactly what happened, then I probably would have not done that because I would have known how
let
awkward
me,
the situation was going to get.
Let me give you another example. We sat here on the old office, me, you, and AD. I told y'all, I started telling y'all a story about how I had just talked to my dad, and y'all were like, oh, like, we never heard you speak about your dad before, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, because he literally beat my mom almost to death in front of me when I was a little kid. You made a joke calling my mom a bitch in front of my face as a joke. You made a joke about this domestic violence between my dad and my mom.
I apologize then. I apologize
I'm just saying,
now.
Bro,
I was misunderstood
not,
what the
not,
conversation was about.
You didn't misunderstand shit.
I mean,
Adam.
I didn't want to.
You'd be on some fucking
the
bullshit.
The tone
bro.
Of the joke was not the way I meant for it to come out. I apologize. It was a fucking
the tone of everything is not how it's meant to be come out with you, bro. You've been doing this shit for years, Adam. I don't know what type of weird animosity you got towards me. I don't know what it is,
bro. You really
bro.
Think that? You really
yes,
think
bro.
I have animosity
yes,
towards you?
Bro.
I've given you a show on my platform. I've kept you on the platform
but you
all
give,
these years.
You
I gave you a billion
show.
Fucking chances when you weren't showing up. And I under and,
but you
and
knew
why
I wasn't showing up.
Why?
Come on, bro.
Because I have always felt like me and you actually had a real friendship, which I'm not gonna lie, like, yeah, do I feel hurt that you just basically told me that you don't think that? I mean, yeah, like that was kind of surprising to me. And
bro,
I understand how angry you are, and I understand how much
you don't understand
this
how,
business
you don't
let
understand.
You down.
You don't
okay,
understand.
Well, I think
how
I have really. Some small understanding. And
nigga, I had to talk to my
really
sister
let
about
you down,
this shit
bro.
Yesterday.
Like I 100% want you to understand how
and
much
then you're
I
so
get
pussy.
That.
You're so pussy you couldn't even sit here and talk to me about this shit last week. Nigga, you were so scared that you had to fucking cancel the
but
show.
You said that you didn't want to come in when
nigga,
I fucking told
you. Nigga, you had already canceled the show.
Because I
you
hadn't
had already
talked
canceled
to you
the show between both of them. Didn't say nothing to me. You were going to let me just pull up here.
At that
and
point,
waste my
I had
fucking
texted
time.
You like 3 times that you didn't respond to.
Yeah, for what? So you could try to be
because
like, hey, bro,
I was trying to
hey, bro, are we
the conversation
are we
so
good,
we
could
bro?
Talk. Hey, bro, are we good? Are we good? Like, nigga, you just want to save face. You just want to, you are so worried about looking like a bad friend that you are not like, you're so worried about looking like a bad friend versus actually being a bad friend. Like you just want.
I was trying to be a good friend. That's like the main thing. I just wish
being
that
a good
you
friend
would,
being a good friend, bro. You sold me down the river for fucking 40,000 views,
but
50,000
really
views,
that?
Bro.
You really think that? Like
bro,
you actually
permanently altered my life. Do you understand
saw
that?
Those text messages,
you
and you really believe that
altered,
I did that to you on purpose?
I don't believe that you did it on purpose. You handled it poorly afterwards. You didn't hear the sincerity in my voice. You didn't hear the worrisomeness in my voice.
I did, and
I
that's
like
why
you,
I told them to delete it.
Nigga, you would have deleted the whole fucking interview, Adam.
I mean, in retrospect, yes, I wish we did that.
It's all I wish afterwards, nigga.
Well, I can't predict the future, dude.
I had to talk to my
dude.
Sister about this shit.
I know, and my you know how much that
nothing,
bothers me?
My sister has nothing to do with any of this shit, bro.
I agree.
She had to call me because my other family members was worried that I was going to fucking commit suicide, Adam. You're a fucking piece of shit, bro. And I don't give a fuck, bro. It don't matter about if you did this shit on purpose or not. You keep trying to clear your name. You keep trying to put this shit on other people. You're so fucking pussy, bro.
But how can I
sit here?
You're
so pussy, you couldn't sit here and talk to me like this last week. I've worked with you for 7 years. You have never canceled anything.
I can go back to those texts right now. I asked you to come in and talk to me.
After I was already on the way and turned around and all this other shit,
I talked to you.
Bro.
You said, I'm on the way there. I said, okay, good. Let's talk. And then house phone.
Again.
What did I say? The text messages, me and you agreed to have the conversation one-on-one last week, right?
Bro.
Did we or not?
But, bro, Adam, you always have some weird.
But now you're saying I'm pussy when we agreed to that last week. And then you said, nah, never mind. I don't want him.
You always have some weird cryptic motives.
What are you talking about?
Where you're trying to isolate me and talk to me one-on-one. Nigga, you didn't care about not putting me on blast. You didn't care about not putting me on blast in general. Why the fuck would I give you the same courtesy to come talk to you before the show?
But we were supposed to do the show live together.
Yeah, we do the show live every Tuesday.
I know, and that's what we were
supposed
to do. And then you said, actually don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do it.
Nigga, because I knew you had already canceled the show. I was playing stupid with your dumb
ass. But then me and you agreed to do the show together. Like, literally, I can read the whole fucking text messages right now.
Read whatever you want, Adam, at the end of the day.
I mean, I will gladly post it if they want, but.
You canceled the show.
Because I thought you weren't coming in, and I didn't think it was right that we do the podcast without you.
When the fuck did you ever feel like that before?
But that was the motivation,
right? When did you ever feel like that before, Adam?
There was never a situation like this with you before where we had this much of a thing that was floating in the air that we hadn't discussed.
I think we should let Phone just get his feelings out.
Yeah,
let him
say it.
I definitely want him to get his feelings off, but I have to correct the record when he's saying stuff that isn't true about me.
Let him get his shit off.
Yeah, you could respond.
I mean, if I haven't let him get his shit off, then
what did I say that wasn't true?
His life has been permanently altered. Can't nobody tell this man how to feel. Regardless of whatever the fuck you think he's saying right now, he has every right to feel the way that he feels right now. Let him pop his shit.
And that's what I was about to say earlier is like, you don't have to get too specific, but the shit that you've been going through.
Man, let Cuz talk. Let Cuz get his shit off.
Period.
This nigga, like, I'm not even, like, surprised about even the way you're reacting right now, bro. You've been like this, bro. You want to look like the good guy. You want to look like you cared so much. You wanted to edit it, but that's just not the truth, bro.
I mean,
sat there,
but
and
we
I
have everybody
you.
In this office can confirm that that is how that was supposed to go.
Do you hear how you keep saying shoulda, coulda, woulda?
I'm talking about what actually
supposed
happened.
Supposed to.
I know how bad happened.
You're
I'm
not
talking about the fact that we tried to make it not happen.
It don't matter about if what the fuck you tried to do, Adam. It's about what happened, bro.
And yeah.
And then let's move forward to that bullshit ass apology you gave when you're on the fucking news. You're talking about, yeah, he's been going through the mom shit. He's been going through the health shit. You're talking about the person that fucking raised me, that birthed me, my best friend that died. Oh, just he's been going through the mom shit.
But are you actually acting like I have some kind of disrespect for your mom when
you're
I fucking
disrespectful as fuck.
I paid for the fucking
first
funeral
of all,
as soon
first
as it
all,
happened just because. No.
Pussy ass nigga. You ain't pay for shit, nigga. Nigga, you gave me some money, nigga. You didn't pay for the fucking funeral, nigga. Walk your ass, nigga.